All right, let's try to get to a number of topics here. Jason's
I'm ready.
Here.
Let's go.
So Mark Cuban on The View today, Donald Trump and women, right? That's been a debate. Harris, yeah. More of the female voters, Trump more the male. His comment yesterday, I'm going to protect you no matter if you like it or not, whatever. Donald Trump, this is Mark Cuban today. Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women ever. It's just that simple. That's a very insulting comment by Mark Cuban. Me defending Donald Trump, I guess, not really. But to suggest that any female who's around Donald Trump is dumb is pretty repugnant.
Are we going to do this with every ding-dong who says some kind of dumb thing?
Mark Cuban is one of the most visible Harris supporters.
So what?
On a nationally televised show.
I'm so tired of this.
I think you're tired of the race.
Also true.
Yeah.
But I am tired of the phony outrage. Yes, it's offensive. It is. It's objectively offensive. Mm-hmm. Also, so what?
Well, okay.
It's entertainment at this point. People are just trying to get a rise out of people. You got Mark Cuban, who's been talking.
I think he believes it.
Well, that is an interesting question. I would.
And it's insulting.
You think he believes that every woman that Donald Trump surrounds himself with, not every supporter, but his like inner circle, that they're weak? Maybe.
I've watched him a lot.
Why? He just doesn't stop talking. I do think the downfall of this country is podcast. Okay. It just opens up a venue for every loser to come on and say something. And then now the laziest media in the history of the world has a story because some goof nut said something on some show.
I love podcasts. In fact, you can download our podcast, Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey, and anywhere else you get podcasts. Right, Dave?
That's a great
podcast. We believe in podcasts.
Yes, well, that's a great podcast.
Oh.
Next topic.
Go.
New poll reveals America's favorite sandwich.
Okay.
Pretty blah choices here, okay? Grilled cheese, 42%.
This country is blah.
Chicken, 40%.
Wait, what's number one?
Grilled cheese. Chicken, 40%. Like, what kind of chicken?
Grilled cheese is a mid sandwich at best.
Go ahead.
Wow. Clearly, you don't know how to make a grilled cheese.
It has one ingredient, cheese. Like, come on. Like,
it's got bread.
Oh, we melted it.
Bread's
great.
Involved.
I like a grilled cheese, but best sandwich? Come on.
Okay. This is in honor of National Sandwich Day on November 3rd. We're getting ahead.
Gotta get ahead.
Okay. We need to be more specific. Okay, text me.
Chicken.
What is the greatest sandwich?
Like lunch meat chicken or like fried chicken? I don't have that here.
What is the greatest sandwich? What is your favorite sandwich? 651-461-9226. Turkey, 30%. Turkey, get out of here.
Fine.
Overrated, dull.
It's fine.
Ham, better than chicken and turkey.
Agreed.
Tuna.
Ham is beautiful Minnesota pork.
The way I make it, it's phenomenal.
I like a tuna sandwich.
My tuna includes egg, peanut butter, and jelly.
Chicken salad, sort of underrated, actually. A chicken salad sandwich, a good one.
As long as it doesn't get overloaded with mayo.
Too mayo, I know.
Too mayo-y.
Standard sandwich, I would say, is too dry in the Twin Cities. We're afraid of sauce, afraid of mayo.
Right?
I did, yeah. That's still on newsstands for another couple of weeks, my sandwich list.
Do we have any newsstands? I mean,
when I go to the Lunds and Byerly's, I like to see.
You just like see yourself?
I like to see the Minnesota Monthly sitting right there.
Hey, that's me right here.
Well, they'll never put me on the cover, interestingly enough. How long? Every other magazine in this town has put me on the cover.
Every other magazine.
Except.
Every magazine.
Yes. Except the one I've written at for 15 years.
Well, put on that Richard Simmons outfit again.
That's right.
What is Jason DeRussia? If you're making it, well, no, if you can buy, if you,
if I'm making a Sammy,
either making or out. Yeah. I love a Monte Cristo.
Ooh,
I love a pulled pork.
Yeah,
I love a Cubano.
Yeah,
of these that
favorite Cubano.
Oh man, there are a lot of good choices. I don't know if I have one definitive Cubano. Right.
I put Victor's as my favorite.
Victor's. I love
in the article.
Victor's, right.
Pretty good.
I haven't been to Victor's in... No, I went last summer, actually.
Yeah.
Victor's is good. What do you have? This guy, he claims grilled cheese is the greatest sandwich ever.
I did not say that.
Yes, he did.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what we heard. We've got you on record.
I feel like you're... besmirching it a little bit, Jason. I think you were big on grilled cheese, and we talked before the show.
I like a grilled cheese. I think you're mocking.
You got to mix up your cheeses. You got to add at least two cheeses.
Well, when I make, and I do make a grilled cheese for Sam, like out because it's a sandwich for a child, so I will make Sam a grilled cheese.
Treats his child like he's a toddler.
But I do. I will blend.
You put a little tomato on there?
No. Just
ham,
cheese. But I will blend cheeses, multiple cheeses.
Have to.
Is it still a grilled cheese if there's a meat on it?
That's a very good question because they're
Not afraid of it.
All Square, which is such a great little grilled cheese restaurant, but they hire people
who were
in prison, and so you know, I know people. Many people think that once you are convicted of a crime, you should.
Never have a chance.
Never have a chance, but we have to like give pathways to people, and that's what they're doing, which is pretty cool. But
answer the question.
If the joy of the sandwich is the meat, not the cheese, then it's a meat sandwich with cheese, I would say. It's not really a grilled cheese.
Dave Harrigan, is it still a grilled cheese if ham, bacon?
No. Is a ham and cheese a grilled cheese?
No, that's a ham and cheese.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. I think that's fair.
Okay.
New York City school curriculum.
At home, usually I'm sort of basic with my sandwich. I'm a salami. With jardinière, I like to put.
I don't know if that's basic. Is it?
I love my
jardinière.
Yeah. Well, it's just in a jar. You just scoop it out. I'm not pickling my vegetables and adding my spices.
That costs about $5,000. The jardinière.
Import it from Milwaukee.
You do actually.
I do.
Right?
Yeah. Susie Jones brought me back a jar.
Right. That's right.
From
she's covering
from the
a political convention, and Jason like. I don't really care. Yeah. Where's my condiment?
Could you swing by Gloriosa's Market? Be great.
NYC school kids granted full week before Christmas after seventh graders petition drew thousands of signatures. You want to explain this? The kids wanted another day, right?
Yes. They winter break was supposed to start on the 24th, which is the Tuesday. They were going to be in school on Monday the 23rd, and this kid said no. We don't want to go to school on the 23rd. Number of reasons, perhaps kids won't show up. Number two, we don't want to be there.
And they said okay?
Under the dates this year.
Yeah.
23rd is the Monday. I agree with the kids.
The kids are right. Yeah.
I hate stadiums. I believe in kids. Close Circuit Common. They're right on this one. Are you saying they're wrong? The kids should go on the 23rd?
Yes, they should.
Monday?
Yes.
So sometimes we face these issues with, because, you know, Sam and Seth, Maple Grove High School, athletic powerhouse, soccer team.
Why don't they divide that school? Make Maple Grove North and
maybe
South?
Maybe they should, yeah. Boys soccer team in the state finals, but the game yesterday was at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're like, do I send Sam for like first hour and then he goes and then he's supposed to go back for the last class of the day? So then as a parent, you're in this sort of, you're in a box. It's like, what kind of example am I as a parent if I'm like calling the school like Sam has an appointment? Oh, fishy. They had an appointment the same day as it. Like, I don't know. What do you do?
Okay. Let's say Sam's not playing.
Which he's not.
Okay. Are you okay?
JV.
Are you okay with him just taking the whole day off?
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan, you okay no matter what, no matter the
state? Well, now Friday the game is at 8 in the morning, and I do expect him to go back to school after.
It's ridiculous. I think we talked about this last year, that soccer, a fairly popular sport, is always played at 8 and 10 in the morning when we get to the title.
Yeah.
Why?
Because more people would go.
Why can't they play that game at 7 o'clock at night?
I don't know.
Dave Harrigan, do you think the kids at a high school should be allowed to get out of school for any state championship?
Yeah, they can go to the game.
That counts as an excused absence.
I think if the game is happening during school hours, yes, you can go to the game, but get your butt to class before and after.
Come on now.
You don't get the whole day.
If you have a 10 o'clock start, so the activity bus leaves at 8:45.
Well, they got to booze up before the game, right?
8:45? How long does it take to get from Maple Grove to Minneapolis?
Well, it's like open seating. They don't have assigned seats, I don't think. Like, you sort of...
Maple Grove probably has their own suite. Let's be honest. They're in the club section.
Good luck to you when your kids are old enough. Like, you look at this, and Alyssa and I are both like, we were the goody two-shoes. We never skipped out on school, never missed a class. And then you have this point where you're like, you have to be logical.
They're not going back. If they're on the 8:45 and it's a 10 o'clock game.
Sam will go back.
Well, that's because his parents are mom and dad goody two-shoes.
Now, we did let him take all of yesterday off of school. Like, theoretically, he
could have
gone back.
Because it was 10 o'clock.
Because it was 10 o'clock.
Oh. Well, you're not living up to your goody two-shoes reputation.
Well, 10 o'clock game, it was done by 12:45. By the time they would have got back to Maple Grove, would have been 1:30, and school is done at 2:50.
I mean, do you want all of school canceled for every state championship? I mean, what matters more?
Yes, I do.
Academics
for a
sports.
State championship, yes.
How about shut down the state because Maple Grove's
How about
playing.
A week?
What
a
are
week
you going to remember? What are you going to remember more as you grow into adulthood? That fun time you had at the state championship or whatever video they're showing you in, like, Dan Cook's brother's pop culture class.
I like, met him this year at Pints and Paddle. It was
Mark.
Very, very fun.
Nice yeah. guy.
Very nice guy.
Talking about the kid with the perfect ACT. I think I know what he remembers.
Yeah. Yep. So, do you think kids should go to school at all?
No.
Since,
no.
I mean, just
do whatever you want.
Yeah. At what point should they stop going?
I'm done parenting. Like, we raised one kid. We did enough. And the second one, you're on your own.
The kid just got a perfect ACT score.
Exactly. He's doing fine. What's he need from us?
I bet he did it on his own, knowing you or Alyssa Primovsky.
Wow. I got a higher ACT score than Alyssa.
Okay.
Oh, no. True?
The Cook influence is
shocking
strong right here.
Shocking.
Yes. Yeah. Halloween, Jason's words to me about 45 minutes ago, you've won me over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to follow your lead.
I may deny it when we come back.
He probably will. Second time in an hour. I've heard these words. You're right, Chad.
He said maybe.
I didn't hear
he
that.
He said maybe.
Didn't hear that part. Did not hear that part at all. My policy is not the giant candy bar. My policy is you get the fun size, the snack size, you put them all in a bowl, and you tell the kids they can have three.
Okay.
I'm a believer in that. I think they're more excited by that and don't appreciate the giant, we'll use an example here, the Snickers bar.
Yes.
They like the combo,
yep.
The M&M, the good bar, and the Kit Kat. They want the variety.
So last year,
yep.
We mixed in full-size candy bars in a big bowl
yep.
with fun-size, mini-size, whatever they call it, snack.
Yeah, we got controversy whether a fun or a snack is bigger.
They seem to be the same. It seems to be different manufacturers use different
I think we should have one name.
So I found that the kids coming to our house, it was pretty split. Like, no one really cared about the full-size candy bar.
Well, then that's not split if no one cares about
the
full-size.
Well, because the older kids would take the full-size or, like, parent.
He's unwilling to say I'm right for a second time.
No, you are right. Thanks. We have abandoned the full-size candy bar. Now, where you're wrong is that one snack-size Twix is equal to, you need five of them to equal one full-size Twix. So it's not three, it's five. But I do think the kids...
I would never exaggerate size.
Why would you need to?
I don't.
The kids, I think, mostly like the feeling of grabbing multiple pieces of candy.
Yes, that's it.
So we bailed. We're like, I have been convinced by you.
I can send you other life notes.
You were right.
Do you like them daily or weekly?
Chad Hartman was right. Let me just say it for the record. I'm saddened to say it, but I'm saying it.
Are you with me that any child 14 and under is welcome to the home? But 15 and under, go back home.
15 and
unless,
older.
15 and older, excuse me, unless there's some health issues involved. 15 and over, okay, go to a party, go cause trouble, TP somebody's house, make out with somebody, go on your phone for 4 hours, whatever. Don't come to the house 15 and older unless there's a unique health circumstance.
So there's sort of this...
Chad, you're right. Go ahead.
There's this counter view that has come up.
It's wrong.
Where people are saying, don't... You know what? If these teenagers want to hold on to any piece of childhood, don't steal their joy.
Get out.
And I'm here to tell you, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in your house, 3, 4, 5 bourbons in, and some... snot-nosed teenager rings the bell at 8:45, you're pissed. You're pissed about it, aren't you? And, I am.
And about 90% of the time, that kid also is not wearing a costume.
Nope. Nope. They don't live on your block.
Nope.
They're just like farming for candy.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like the two of us have standards, whereas this guy, he's willing to let an 85-year-old
It's an absolute pandering, like, oh, I love everyone's joy.
Dave,
I don't want to.
Stop pandering, Dave.
Sick of it. That's not what I do. I tell it to people straight.
First of all, who's still giving out candy at 8:45? That's on
you
for
just
not
turn
shutting
the light
down
off.
The lights. 8 o'clock hits. Sorry, kids. Get out earlier.
So some sweet,
I don't like that
innocent
trend.
Princess comes to your house. Yeah. You're right by the door, and yeah. she's sitting there looking adorable. And what do? Give her the finger?
Lights off.
I mean, what do you, lights off?
No, I just stare at her, and she just. I just slowly go to the light switch, and boom.
I do think people have gotten lazy. They've gotten lazy in the candy distribution, right? Because trick-or-treating usually starts around 5:45, 6 o'clock.
Yep. Right.
Because you should wait until it's dark, I think.
100%.
Myself. But little kids, fine. But
yeah.
like,
yeah, that's
you know,
okay.
6 o'clock is when it should start. But people shut her down by 7:30. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man.
This guy, right over here. Sounds like he's got about a 15-minute window at the Harris house.
We give it till about 8:15.
Do you have to, like, make an appointment on your calendar
exactly.
leave? You got to sign up?
I mean, yes.
It's like you're going to a restaurant. Also, Josephson... His kids have so much candy that they won't eat. He then gives it out to people. I don't have a problem with that. If they're never going to eat
re-gifting it. Regifting the candy?
Yes.
That's fine.
That's
who
totally
cares?
Fine.
You think any kid is mad about it?
No,
and
they,
normally I'm against regifting.
And this guy gives away candy 2 or 3 years later, Harrigan. Good luck in Woodbury.